Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text for our meditation here this morning is recorded in the fourth chapter of St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians, beginning with the 21st verse. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born through the promise. Now, this may be interpreted allegorically. These women are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. She is Hagar. Now, Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, "Rejoice, O barren one who does not bear. Break forth and cry aloud, you who are not in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than those of the one who has a husband. But you, brothers, like Isaac, are children of the promise. But just as at that time he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, so also it is now. But what does the Scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. So, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman." These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Yesterday was the fourth Sunday in Lent, and is marked by a number of peculiarities. On this Sunday, medieval Christians returned to the churches where they were baptized at with their biological mothers. After visiting their spiritual mothers, the church, they then spent the rest of the day with their biological mothers. Taking a cue from our epistle for today, this Sunday came to be known as Mothering Sunday, and those who went to visit their mums were said to have gone a mothering. On this belated Mothering Sunday, the original Christian Mother's Day, let us then reflect on this theme: Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. First, we shall see that we are not children of the slave woman. Our text for today contrasts two women. Sarah was the wife of Abraham. Hagar was Sarah's Egyptian maidservant. Now, Abraham had been promised that his barren wife would conceive and give birth to Isaac. But Abraham had his doubts, and he conceived Ishmael with Hagar upon Sarah's prompting. Now, Isaac became the ancestor of the Jews. Hagar became the ancestor of the Arabs. Now, St. Paul references this story because some Judaizers were using it against the Gentile Christians in Galatia. They were arguing that the Galatians had to be circumcised and to keep the law to be the sons of Abraham and be saved. But St. Paul turns the tables on them. He tells them that those who remain in the synagogue and attempt to be saved by the law are really the sons of Hagar. Even though they will be numerous and will persecute the church, they are enslaved to sin. But those who have been brought into the church and hold fast to the gospel, they are the true sons of Sarah, the true sons of the free woman, even though they will be small and they will be persecuted. Their sins will ultimately be wiped clean. After all, even Abraham was justified before he was ever circumcised, as St. Paul states. For Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now, to be sure, The church is no more deserving of redemption than the synagogue. For just as the synagogue was Christ's harlot bride in the Old Testament, as the prophet Hosea makes clear, so too the church is the harlot bride of Christ in the New Testament. But via his holy cross, Christ redeemed her, washed her clean with his own blood, and clothed her with the white robe of his own righteousness. This harlot bride then became our mother through holy baptism. For in her baptismal womb we were reborn and washed clean of all of our sins. As our mother, the Holy Christian Church continues to mother us through word and sacraments, through prayer and discipline, so that we might grow and become the mature children of God. But just as we often tire of our biological mothers, so too we often tire of the church. For her ancient ways, to be honest, often seem backwards and outdated. We begrudge the time that she takes from our busy schedules. No matter how many times we've heard her stories before, she insists that we keep on listening to them. And sad to say, there are even times when we become so frustrated with her that we think burdening us with guilt and with errands is all she's really good for. Sad to say, such is the sorry state of those who would profess to be the sons of Sarah today. Now we shall see why we should rejoice to be the children of the free woman. In the Holy Gospel for this past Sunday, we learn that God provides for all of our needs. Therefore, we need never worry about the Lord's providence. And yet in that very same Gospel, we also learn that Jesus doesn't want us to be satisfied with bread for this life, much less the law. Rather, he wants us to hunger and thirst for the bread of life and the gospel, Jesus Christ himself. But just like those Judaizers, our thoughts, words, and deeds often tell God that we would actually prefer bread for this life and the law, rather than the bread of life and the gospel. For we are tempted to think Holy Mother Church is so heavenly minded that she can't possibly be any good at all. For what good is bread of life and the gospel for paying the mortgage, raising kids, and the real problems of this life? In short, we want a God who's a fixer, not a parent. In the same way, we want a church that's able to solve the world's problems, not one that empowers us to grow from them. And yet God, our Heavenly Father, knows what is best for us. He knows that as long as there is sin in this world, there's going to be problems. As soon as one is removed, another will inevitably take up its place. Thus, God doesn't just only provide for our needs. He gives us the bread of life and the gospel through his church. For through these means, he gives us peace of mind to recognize our problems for the tests of faith they actually are. Then he gives us the power through those very same means of grace to grow from them. When this happens in our lives, we bring glory to God and we bear witness to our neighbors. For it's only through the bread of life and the gospel that we truly overcome the problems of this life and demonstrate to those around us the transformative power of God's gospel. This bread of life and food for the soul, this bread of life is food for the soul. And yet our old sinful flesh, much like those Israelites in the desert, loathe this bread. And yet our Holy Mother Church knows what is best. She knows that the bread of life and the gospel is the food that we truly need. For Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in him and I in him. On this belated Mothering Sunday, give thanks to God for his church, for she is the one who has nurtured us in the faith so that we might become spiritual parents to others. For souls need spiritual parents to mentor them in the faith. The basic way that we do this is through prayer, witness, and Christian service to others. When we do this, we point to the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, the bread of life and food for our souls. On this belated Mothering Sunday, let us then pray and hope that God grants, and be assured that God grants, that more and more become children of the free woman and mature under her mothering hand. For Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. Amen.